The BBC, over the course of the last, I don't know, 7 or 8 years, has had a recurring series, and it gets aired on public television here in the United States. And I watch it. And it makes me cry. But I wonder if you can recognize it. Kim's going to actually play the theme song that goes along with it. I'm looking for recognition. Summer's smiling. I know this one. It's a show about a group of women, some of whom are in a convent, and so they are sisters, and others of them are nurses, and they work hard in an impoverished section of London, and they work hard because, after all, it's a tough place. It's a tough place to give birth. So what are these women? And what's the name of the show? How many have seen it? Oh, man. Okay, how many have cried when you, yeah. I haven't watched it the last couple of years, but I used to ask my dad, hey, yeah, you don't watch that show, do you? Well, yeah. what is the first thing that a midwife wants to do once the baby is in the world? The very first thing that midwife pays attention to. There is, after all, a bit of wiping and weighing. There's the, you know, checking the vitals and assigning the Apgar score. But what's first? You wanna put baby on mama. Skin to skin. You wanna be sure that mom holds tightly and firmly in order that child has every sense of being loved, being safe, being warm, being protected, belonging. Is that what went on in Isaiah's mind so long ago? That old poet, was he inspired by watching a midwife? Did he know that intimate work when this language bubbled up? Rejoice with Jerusalem and be glad for her, all you who love her. Rejoice with her in joy, all you who mourn over her, that you may nurse and be satisfied from her consoling breast, that you may drink deeply with delight from her glorious bosom. For thus says the Lord, I will extend prosperity to her like a river, and the wealth of the nations like an ever-flowing stream. You shall nurse and be carried on her arm and dandled on her knees. As a mother comforts her child, so I will comfort you. In the Hebrew scriptures, cities were always understood to have a feminine, it was a feminine noun, right? So that meant that you would always refer to her in second person as having a she or a feminine pronoun. So the second person pronoun is always her. Much the same way that we talk about a ship. The good ship, whatever, she will get us across the water. Because everybody knew that a ship was where you were held and kept and protected. A ship is where you're embraced and given sanctuary and solace for the crew. You want to be there. You want to be within those arms. Because there's rest and there's safety and comfort. Safety from the wildness of the world and the dangers of the desert. Like a ship, a city provides something. Provides security. It's dry and reliable. Amid the waves and the wind and the emptiness of the sea. Is that what went on in Isaiah's brain? Is that what he was thinking? Because he goes even further. In the poem, the metaphor speaks of the great city of Jerusalem as mothering and nurturing and nursing. A little bit PG-13, but there's description of bodies and bosom and breast. Very intimate kinds of words. Drinking and dandling. I think I know what dandling is. I'm afraid to ask. It's the language of care. The language of parenting, of promise. It's deeply relational and profoundly hopeful. It is sublimely loving. I don't know if you caught it. There's kind of an appeal and an allure to the text, because not only is the city as a woman, one who will touch and feed, not only is the city as a woman, one who will hold and play, but it's God's character too. God's own will and work and way with us. God as the source of food. God as the one providing from her own body. And by the way, this God is a tough one, because she has a wary eye and a closed fist. She has a ready kick for an enemy. Ooh, this is some kind of mama, right? Well, so what? So what? The good news is that the Journal of American Medicine has published recently that between the years of 1990 and 2017, childhood deaths in the world during those years, 1990 to 2017, went down by half. Now, bad news. In 2018, 6.3 million children died of preventable causes. That's one every 5 seconds. That's about 15,000 a day. They die of neglect. They die of violence and malaria, diarrhea and pneumonia. And it's worse in some places than it is in other places, and we know that. We know that for a child, for instance, in sub-Saharan Africa, that child is 15 times more likely to die than a child who grows up in one of the richest countries in the world. So, Isaiah, did you mean it? Did you mean it? For thus says the Lord, I will expend prosperity to her like a river, and the wealth of the nations like an ever-flowing stream. And you shall nurse and be carried on her arm and be dandled on her knees. As a mother comforts her child, so will I comfort you. You shall see, and your heart shall rejoice. Your bodies shall flourish like grass. It shall be known that the hand of God is with her servants, and her indignation is against her enemies. God is mama. Yes, soft and nurturing and consoling. But that's not all this mother is, because she is also determined and fierce. God, as this mama, is relentless and inexhaustible. The Apostle Paul, flashing ahead to the New Testament, gets a kind of a mixed reception among some scholars, and probably for good reason, because after all, the Apostle Paul is a product of his times. And his awareness of the other gender, his sort of sensibilities around social conventions and women and their plight, comes out of his own experience. He seems uncomfortable so often with skin. The Apostle Paul seems so uncomfortable sometimes with touch. It's all the more remarkable that the Apostle Paul's favorite metaphor for the Christian church is what? Body. That Paul would call us body. Body of Christ. Bodies with all their wonder and temptation. Bodies with all their indignities and vulnerabilities. Bodies with all their immodesty and trouble. As church, as community of faith, beloved ones of God, our calling, our purpose, and our identity is to embody these things, to embody the presence of God, to embody God's intention and the character of Christ, to be devoted to those most vulnerable, to be devoted to those least able to reciprocate, to be devoted to those among whom there's little or no promise of success. Quick, something is about to happen. quick, something's changing. Call the midwife. Oh, wait a minute. Aren't we the midwife? Aren't we the midwife? Aren't we the ones who attend to this new thing that God is doing, that devote ourselves to accompanying those who would give birth to God's good and new life? Call the midwife. Oh, wait a minute. That's us. That's us. Amen.